The long-awaited crude oil futures contracts will begin trading on March the 26th at the Shanghai International Energy Exchange. Preparation for the launch has been ongoing for over 5 years. The futures will be traded in lot sizes of 1,000 barrels, with the daily price fluctuations limited to plus or minus 4% from the previous settlement. Hu Yuyue with Beijing Technology and Business University says the launch of contract futures for oil should ultimately help the Chinese currency's globalization.
As is known to all, the main global benchmarks for major staple commodities in the world are basically priced in US dollars. As such, we're making the crude oil futures yuan denominated, so that the country will be able to gain pricing power over staple commodities, which may help promote renminbi's globalization.
Most observers do expect that traders who purchase yuan-denominated oil contracts are most likely going to maintain a presence on the European and American markets as well. Currently, there are two benchmarks for the international oil market, West Texas Intermediate in the US and Brent in the UK. However, both of them are benchmarks for light crude oil trading. Most of the crude oil imported to China is medium. As such, the new crude oil futures contract will be based on medium crude, which would help make Shanghai a hub for international oil futures. Han Xiaoping is an energy expert at China5E.com.
If we set up a market like Shanghai crude and keep looking for ways to improve it, we could at least influence the global oil pricing to some extent. We may not completely gain the right to fix the prices, but our companies will be able to purchase crude oil in accordance with their demand, which is also progress.
The Asia-Pacific currently consumes more crude oil than the US and Europe. The absence of a crude benchmark has forced Asian countries ultimately to pay more than Europe and America for imported oil. Authorities contend China's crude contract will offer a hedging tool, which can better reflect market conditions in Asia than the Brent and WTI standards. China is the world's second largest oil consumer, as well as the biggest oil importer. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.